I will see you same time, same place next week. Thank you for listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts awesome, epic, freeform radio. Have a good night.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I don't even remember what all the words
are. No, wait, but I'm not ready.
We never can enough.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
My door has never been so open.
Did you wake up to the sunrise? Dewdrops in the meadow, crocuses in one hand, in the other, purple heather. Did you tell her that you loved her as the night turned into day? Did you let the fire burn? Did you turn away? That stars. Did you stand so close together? Did you stand apart? Did you look her in the eye? Did you ever find the words to say? Or did you send a message in every note that you played? You can't hide the meaning hidden in the song, hidden in the song that you were singing. Lying underneath the willow, let it go, I guess. If I ever had a secret, could I keep it to myself? Would I try to press it close? Would I wait for it to fade? Oh, wouldn't I be just like you, saying the things I couldn't say?
Don't you mess around with me. Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yeah. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, could do was hope that it would get better someday. She graduated on Friday and got married the next day. No time to stop and think with a kid on the way. But she's free to dream about it, but she can't seem to get around it. And I don't know if she'll ever find a home. He was stuck on a bar stool, and she was just out of high school. She didn't care very much, but he was something to hold on to. She didn't want a boyfriend, no need to go through that again. She was looking for something to get her out of this mess that she's in. Cause she's free to dream about it, but she can't seem to get around it. And I don't know if she'll ever make it home. Cause she'd do anything just to get away. Can't think about it much, cause it's just another day, just another way, maybe find her way back home. Something died on the inside. She just wanted someone or something to make it alright. No feelings that she had known, all she knew is that they were gone. She never had anything to make it feel like home. But she's free to dream about it, but she can't wrap her head around it. And I don't know if she'll ever make it home.
It's cold here, I don't like it, I'd rather go home. The people are as frigid as the ice that I just slipped on. Not the worst night I've ever had, the beer and tinsel make me sad. If I just sleep now, they'll never know. The winter is the longest road to travel. Yeah.
future is the longest road to travel when you're all alone. The bars all look so warm inside, laughter floating into the night.
This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.